Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about unwrapped serving. We're continuing an unwrapped gifts series in our sermons and devotions and prayer time, and focused on serving. And recognition that God says we ought to be serving one another. As I've talked about with each of these gifts so far that we've looked at, while we have various levels of that gifting in our life, our determination that we don't have that gift is not, it's not really valid. God says we all ought to serve. We all ought to show mercy. We all ought to teach and give. And the varying levels are reflected in our part of the body. And so it's not that some are left out of the requirement or the expectation that we serve. We just serve in different ways at different levels so that the entire body can be build up and strengthen. And so each weekday morning, we're going to be talking and praying about some aspect of what the Bible says in regard to how we serve, who we serve, when we serve. And this morning, we're going to kick off the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about serving in the Spirit, or maybe serving by the Spirit. They're pretty tightly connected. Romans chapter 7, verse 6 says, "But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code." I suppose we've all been the recipient or the giver, or probably both, of someone doing something, of us doing something, because we had to. And you know how that is. It just doesn't feel the same. It's done, but there's no joy in it. There's no peace in it. There's no contentment. God desires in all aspects of using these gifts, when he talks about he loves a cheerful giver, he is focused on the finances we give, but it's bigger than that. It's our attitude, it's the nature by which we use the various gifts God has put in our life, and to the extent that we make them visible, so that he is visible. We talked yesterday about serving now, and it's that tension between people noticing your good deeds so that they glorify your Father in heaven, and doing them with the motivation of being noticed. And there is a big difference. But God says that the way we serve is no longer under the law. The command, the have to. But as we learn to serve in the Spirit, as we learn to serve by the Spirit, we shift from the have to the get to. To recognize the privilege of serving God. And I suppose that there are a lot of people, or at least some people, that we would consider it a privilege to serve them. Our heroes, whatever category that those heroes fall in, our loved ones. And there are times we get tired and we forget the privilege of serving our loved ones, and we kind of treat that at times like a have to. And then we wonder why the joy has gone out of our relationships. But when we begin to look at the get-tos, the privilege of serving, I think for most believers, serving God would be considered a great honor. We might say, I would do anything for God. But somewhere along the line, we disconnect and we lose the commands of God, the instructions of God, because we're not bound by the law. And in doing so, we also lose the spirit of those commands and those instructions, the spirit of the living God, who says whatever we do, we ought to do as if doing for Him. We hear Jesus say in Matthew 25 that whatever you've done for the least of these, my brethren, whatever you've done for one another, you've done for me. And because we often don't see Jesus in them, just as they don't see Jesus in us as much as we probably should, it's the Spirit that helps us. That by faith we serve with the privilege of getting to serve them because it's serving God. And when we live by the Spirit, the same actions change because we change. It's no longer begrudgingly doing something because I guess no one else will. I guess they expect me to. It's volunteering before the need is even made known. What can I do? How can I help? And sometimes it goes so far beyond the what can I do and how can I help, but we notice and we just do it. And how do we notice? Well, I think that's where part of this serving in the Spirit comes into play. God's Spirit lives within us. It helps us to see things that He sees. It helps us to see things in the way that He sees them. And we begin to notice the needs of others, the needs of our church gathering, the needs of our family, the needs of our neighbors, the needs of our enemies. And we serve in the Spirit when we step beyond the expected and honor God with our actions, with our love, with our mercy, with our forgiveness. One of the things you'll notice as you read through the Gospels is Jesus encountered a lot of people. Some approached Him, recognizing that this was a man that could do more than anyone else. Some believing that He was the Messiah, others without a clue as to why or how He could do what He did, but appreciative of His power. There were others, for whatever reasons, did not approach Jesus. But He noticed them. And He served them according to their needs, not necessarily according to what they were asking for. Many times they got both. But when we serve in the Spirit, we allow God to help us see beyond the surface. Not that we can see into the heart like God can, but His Spirit can guide us. And so rather than serving because we have to, God says live by the Spirit and serve because you get to. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us your Spirit in order to help us, to instruct us, to convict us, to challenge us, to teach us, to comfort us, to reveal in us and to us and through us who you are. And so, God, today I pray that you would help each one of us to serve in the Spirit, by the Spirit, to come out from under the law that we've died to as we've been buried with Christ. The law which has been put to death on the cross with Jesus. Not to abolish it, but to complete it. And so those instructions of God become those things that we get to do, that we want to do, that we desire to please and honor and serve Him. So, Father, today, help us to see by the power of your Spirit how serving others fulfills that perfect law of love. How we get to serve you when we serve others. God, as we live life, may we pay attention both to those who approach us and to those that are ashamed or embarrassed or unaware, that we would serve by the Spirit. And your Spirit would fill us with wisdom. Not that we have the power to meet every need, but you can do more when we surrender to you and when we proclaim you. So God, today and throughout this week, throughout our life, may we serve in the Spirit so that Jesus is lifted up. That as we lift up Him, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.